trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us now bow our heads while we pray.
现在我们低头祷告。
天父上帝，我们实在感谢你的恩典，你再让我们有这样的机会研究你的道理，求主拆下你的灵住在每位心中，使我们都可以从这一次的研究之中得到属天的智慧。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Turn with us to lesson 42.
请翻开第42课。
You will notice that we are getting toward the end of the first book.
也注意到我们第一本书已经快要结束了，到了最后了。
There are a total of two books.
我们一共有两本书。
And so this lesson is near the close of the first book.
这是这一上册书的结束，快结束的地方了。
Lesson 42.
第42课。
The subject of lesson 42 is the necessity of repentance.
第42课的题目是悔改的需要。
One day Jesus Christ was asked by his disciples,
有一天门徒问耶稣基督说，
Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
说在天国里谁是最大的呢？
In answer, Jesus used an illustration.
耶稣在回答的时候就用了一个比喻。
He called a little child into the middle of the circle.
他就叫了一个小孩子来，让他站在门徒的当中。
Pointing to this youngster,
他就指着这个小孩子。
The master explained forcefully,
这位主就强有力地解释说，
Except ye be converted.
你们若不回转，
And become as little children.
变成小孩子的样式，
Ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
断不得进天国。
Matthew 18:1-3.
马太十八章一至三节。
In order to be saved, therefore,
这样看来，要是要得救，
A person must first be converted.
一人必须先要回转。
The Chinese expression for converted in this verse is 回转。
在这个章节里头，中文是用回转这两个字来表示悔改。
This means to turn around.
这意思就是说要转过头来。
Many years ago,
在许多年以前，
my wife and I were traveling by horseback.
我的内人跟我，我们骑在马上旅行。
In the mountains of southwest China.
那是在中国的西南部的山区里头。
We had never been over the road before.
以前我们从来没有走过那条路。
Our traveling companions were not acquainted with this section of the country either.
我们那些个旅伴，他们也对这一区域也不太熟悉。
We came to a fork in the path.
我们在走路的时候走到一个岔路口。
We knew the name of the village we were headed for.
我们知道我们要去的那个村庄的名字。
But we did not know which road to take.
但是我们不知道应该走哪条路。
In our dilemma,
在这种踌躇难决的这种情形之下，
We asked some local people,
我们就向一些当地的人打听。
Who lived in a house just below the road.
这些人正好是住在我们路的下面。
We were told to take the upper road.
他 他们就告诉我们说要走上头那条路。
This we traveled for several hours.
我们于是就走在这条路上走了好几个钟点。
But we did not arrive at our destination.
但是我们并没有到达我们的目的地。
Finally, we finally awakened to the fact.
最后我们就发觉了。
That we were on the wrong road.
发觉我们是走在一条错路上头。
We had been misdirected.
他指引我们指引错了。
It was necessary to turn around.
所以我们必须要回转过来。
Retrace our steps.
向后面走。
And begin again.
然后再重新开始。
It is difficult for a grown person to begin over again.
一个成人要是再重新开始是很困难的。
Habits have been formed, which are hard to break.
这些习惯已经形成了，要想改变也就不容易了。
A pattern of life has been established.
他生活的形式已经定了。
However,
然而
when Christ comes into the life,
当基督进入这个人的人生之中，
He points out the right way.
他指出正路来。
And everyone who discovers that he is going in the wrong direction,
每一个发现自己是走错了方向的人
will turn about face
都会转过头来。
It may mean unlearning much
这也许说是要把以前所学到的要改变很多。
It may mean a complete reversal of former plans and desires
这也许要我们把过去的计划或者是愿望完全改变过来。
It is no wonder, therefore,
所以难怪
that Christ said an adult must become as a little child,
基督说一个成人必须要变成小孩子的样式
in order to accomplish this change,
才能够成就这种改变。
A little child is teachable,
小孩子是可教的
willing to follow,
他们也是乐意跟从的。
And without guile.
他们也没有诡诈。
The man who is unwilling to bring himself into this attitude,
凡是不愿意有这种态度的人,
cannot experience conversion.
就不能够经验悔改。
Repentance is the beginning of the new life.
悔改乃是新生的开始。
On the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候,
the apostle Peter
使徒彼得
appeal to his listeners,
劝勉他的听众说
Repent and be baptized every one of you,
你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗
in the name of Jesus Christ,
就是奉耶稣基督的名
for the forgiveness of your sins,
使你们的罪得赦
and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit,
就必领受所赐的圣灵
Acts 2:38.
使徒行传第二章三十八节。
Here we are told that repentance is a condition of forgiveness.
在这个地方告诉我们，悔改乃是蒙赦免的一个条件。
Many in Peter's audience,
在彼得的听众之中
had consented to the death of Christ.
有很多人都同意让耶稣基督死。
Now they were pricked.To the heart.
那么现在呢他们觉得扎心了。
Their consciences rebuked them.
他们的良心责备他们。
And caused them to fear.
就使他们感觉到害怕。
How could they escape condemnation?
他们怎么样能够逃避定罪呢?
Was there a way out?
有没有出路呢?
Peter assured them.
彼得向他们保证说。
That forgiveness would be theirs.
他们会得到赦免的。
If they were willing to repent.
只要他们愿意悔改。
The record in Acts tells us,
在使徒行传的记录告诉我们说,
that 3,000 hearers that day,
在那天,在听的人里头有三千人,
repented and were baptized.
悔改而受洗了。
How great is the power of God's Spirit upon the sinner's heart?
上帝的灵在罪人的心中所有的力量是多么大。
To voice repentance is not enough.
光是说 悔改是不够的。
It must be heartfelt.
它必须是从心里头发出来的。
This thought is brought out in the Chinese expression 悔改。
这个在中国的这个悔改这两个字里面就把这一层意思说清楚了。
The first character 悔 means to regret or to be sorry.
第一个字悔就是后悔难过的意思。
It is difficult for many people to say the simple words, I'm sorry.
很多人要让他们说这个简单的说我很抱歉，这是很难的。
But how often this expression has brought reconciliation.
但是这句话却是常常导致使人和睦。
And oneness.
使人合一。
When we tell the loving Father in heaven,
当我们告诉我们在天上的慈悲的天父说
,We are sorry for our sins,
我们为我们的罪而感觉到抱歉
,His heart is touched.
他的心就受了感动。
He is more than willing, not only to forgive,
他这样不仅是愿意赦免
,but to restore the fellowship which was broken off by sin.
他也愿意恢复那被罪恶所破坏的交往的关系。
The second Chinese character in repentance is 改。
悔改的第二个字是改。
It means to change.
这意思就是说改变。
Genuine sorrow for sin
为罪恶而有的真正的忧伤
always results in a change.
一定会造成一种改变。
In fact, the repentance which does not change the life.
要是所谓的悔改要是不能够改变一个人的生活
proves the lack of sincere sorrow for breaking God's commands.
这样就证明他并没有真正的为干犯上帝的命令而忧伤。
The truly repentant person.
真正悔改的人
will abhor the evil.
一定会厌恶这个罪恶
which he has committed.
就是他所犯的罪。
He will flee from evil.
他会逃避罪恶
and seek to do well.
一定会致力去行善。
He will constantly pray
他会常常祷告
that God will deliver him from the sins which so easily beset him.
会祈求上帝拯救他脱离那常常容易缠累他的罪。
The spirit of repentance
悔改的真精神
does not originate within the heart of the sinner.
并不是从罪人的心里面发源的。
In Romans 2:4 we read,
在罗马二章四节说
Or do you presume upon the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience?
你还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈宽容忍耐。
Do you not know that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?
不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢。
Thank God that he did not cast us off.
感谢上帝他并没有丢弃我们。
While we were living in sin.
当我们在罪恶之中的时候。
Thank God for his continued mercies extended to the wayward.
感谢上帝因为他向这些个徘徊在歧途的人经常显示恩慈。
It is this long-suffering love.
就是这种大有怜悯的爱。
Which leads to repentance.
能够引导人悔改。
May God give you a repentant heart.
我愿上帝赐给你一个悔改的心。
And lead you to this wonderful experience of conversion.
引领你来经历这种奇妙的悔改的经验。
We have here 14 Lesson 42 has 14 vocabulary words.
第42课一共有14个生字。
Number one.
第一个。
Converted.
悔改改变。
Converted. Number two. Fork.
岔路。
Number three. Dilemma.
进退两难。
Dilemma. Number four. Reversal.
颠倒。
Reversal. Number five. Guile.
狡诈。
Guile. Number six. Repentance.
悔改。
Repentance. Seven. Pentecost.
五旬节。
Pentecost. Eight. Appealed.
呼召。
Appealed. Nine. Condition.
条件。
Condition. Ten. Condemnation.
定罪。
Condemnation. 11. Abhor.
憎恶。
Abhor. 12. Committed.
犯。
Committed. 13. Presume.
依持或者利用。
Presume. 14. Wayward.
就是行在歧途上的。
Wayward. Let us read lesson 42 over in English. The necessity of repentance. One day Jesus Christ was asked by his disciples, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom?" In answer, Jesus used an illustration. He called a little child into the middle of the circle. Pointing to this youngster, the master explained forcefully, "Except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 18:1-3. In order to be saved, therefore, a person must first be converted. The Chinese expression for converted in this verse is huizhuan. This means to turn around. Many years ago, my wife and I were traveling by horseback in the mountains of southwest China. We had never been over the road before. Our traveling companions were not acquainted with this section of the country either. We came to a fork in the path. We knew the name of the village we were headed for, but we did not know which road to take. In our dilemma, we asked some local people who lived in a house just below the road. We were told to take the upper road. This we traveled for several hours, but we did not arrive at our destination. We finally awakened to the fact that we were on the wrong road. We had been misdirected. It was necessary to turn around, retrace our steps, and begin again. It is difficult for a grown person to begin over again. Habits have been formed, which are hard to break. A pattern of life has been established. However, when Christ comes into the life, he points out the right way. And everyone who discovers that he is going in the wrong direction will turn about face. It may mean unlearning much. It may mean a complete reversal of former plans and desires. It is no wonder, therefore, that Christ said an adult must become as a little child in order to accomplish this change. A little child is teachable, willing to follow, and without guile. The man who is unwilling to bring himself into this attitude cannot experience conversion. Repentance is the beginning of the new life. On the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter appealed to his listeners, "Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Here we are told that repentance is a condition of forgiveness. Many in Peter's audience had consented to the death of Christ. Now they were pricked to the heart. Their consciences rebuked them and caused them to fear. How could they escape condemnation? Was there a way out? Peter assured them that forgiveness would be theirs if they were willing to repent. The record in Acts tells us that 3,000 hearers that day repented and were baptized. How great is the power of God's Spirit upon the sinner's heart. To voice repentance is not enough. It must be heartfelt. This thought is brought out in the Chinese expression, hui gai. The first character, hui, means to regret or to be sorry. It is difficult for many people to say the simple words, "I'm sorry." But how often this expression has brought reconciliation and oneness. When we tell the loving Father in heaven we are sorry for our sins, his heart is touched. He is more than willing not only to forgive, but to restore the fellowship which was broken off by sin. The second Chinese character in repentance is gai. It means to change. Genuine sorrow for sin always results in a change. In fact, the repentance which does not change the life proves the lack of sincere sorrow for breaking God's commands. The truly repentant person will abhor the evil which he has committed. He will flee from evil and seek to do well. He will constantly pray that God will deliver him from the sins which so easily beset him. The spirit of repentance does not originate within the heart of the sinner. In Romans 2:4 we read, "Or do you presume upon the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience? Do you not know that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?" Thank God that he did not cast us off while we were living in sin. Thank God for his continued mercies extended to the wayward. It is this long-suffering love which leads to repentance. May God give you a repentant heart and lead you to this wonderful experience, conversion. Dear friend, the loving Father is waiting for us to turn to him.
亲爱的朋友，为慈爱的天父正在等待着我们回转归向他。
If we discover we are on the wrong road,
可是我们发现我们走错了路。
Let us have the courage to acknowledge this.
但愿我们有勇气承认这一点。
Only then can we change our way.
这样我们才能改变我们的方法，我们的生活方式。
And truly enjoy the experience of repentance.
这样才能够真正的得享这种悔改的乐趣。
Let us thank God for revealing us the road of salvation.
感谢上帝，因为他向我们显示了救恩的路。
This is the road to eternal happiness.
这就是领向永远快乐的路。
And I trust you are walking on that road now.
我相信你现在已经走在那条路上。
May God continue to be with you until the next program.
愿上帝继续不断地赐福给你，我们再会。